We have so many stories in our lives, but our stories are not always heard. On the Hear My True Story podcast, we tell our own true stories.
Before the white car backed, our head teacher had scattered. Looking at him, I could only see his tie that was flying backwards, waving at us, and he disappeared in thin air.
I want to share my life story. I want to share my voice with the people because I know that just a small joke I can tell through this podcast, it will make someone smile.
When you ask me what I fear most in life, I would definitely respond to you and say it's fear itself.
We are fighting for togetherness. We are fighting for equal rights. We are fighting to end injustice.
You don't have to be a storyteller or writer because, guess what? Life writes the best stories.
Hear my true stories.
So, like, we had a friend of ours visiting from Uganda, and then we prepared soup as a dish. So, it's me who prepared the soup, and then I brought it on the table, and then I cut bread, I made bread. And then I served the soup. And then we started eating. Then this person was like, Otaku, is this what we are eating tonight?
When a Ugandan is coming to visit me, usually I cook only Ugandan food, like cook pilau, I cook fish, I cook like those typical things because I know I wouldn't want to visit someone and I get soup. No, honestly.
I understand what you're saying, but I asked my friend, do you eat or do you have anything specific you want to eat? They're like, no, I eat everything. I made soup.
Yeah, this is when you ask me, it's the same thing that I'm going to say because I will not have it in mind that Otako, a Ugandan man from Busoga, is going to cook soup for a Ugandan person.
I'm so integrated in the German system that even the culture of food has taken me over. So I make for you soup.
I feel like you should write that in your WhatsApp intro. My Uganda community. I'm so integrated. I cook soup.
This is your favorite time of the week with your number one podcast.
Hear my true story.
My dear listeners, you are welcome this wonderful week with me, Otako, your host on Hear My True Story podcast with
Carol J. Smith.
Yes, that is Carol J. Smith, our guest on this podcast today, this week. So, well, in this particular episode, we are going to talk about culture. You know, both of us, we are migrants. Current moved to Germany, and we are living in German for over at least 5 years, I would say, for Caro. Is it already 5 years?
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, almost five years. We are in the year of 2024, so almost 5 years. Maybe you are listening to this episode in the year 2030, just now record this year, 2024. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Don't you think the episodes will be there up to 2030?
I believe so, my friend. I believe they will be there.
So, well, thank you, my dear listeners, for being with us every week. So this week we talk about culture and culture shocks. There's a time when we talked with you and you're like, no, Otaku, we should make an episode about culture shocks in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to ask you my first question. What has been your unexpected aspect of your journey as a migrant in Germany so far? Regarding the
culture.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say bread. Bread everywhere. Supper, dinner, it's bread. I really cannot eat bread every day. I spend months if I'm not at work, I don't eat bread. But I found that like, wow, it is a typical food for the Germans. Yeah, so for me that was a very surprising thing. And also Sundays, everything is closed, you know. That is also for me, up to now I've not yet accepted it. Unfortunately, I am 4.5 years in Germany, and I already think, is Sunday, are the shops going to be open, you know? Because in Uganda, everything is open 24/7. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand when you talk about the part of food, as a, you know, food is something important, and I know you, Carol, food is important to you.
I love food.
Do you remember, what was your first experience when they served you bread for lunch or maybe for dinner? How was your reaction?
At first, I thought there was something else coming. I thought it was a starter. Mm. And then, at first, I thought that it was a starter, and I was waiting for another main course. And surprisingly, after dinner, they told me that was dinner, and I was like, "Eh, we have just started dinner. Why is it just bread?" They were like, "That is our dinner." Yeah, so.
You were. Did you eat bread, you as a person?
In Uganda or here?
Here in Germany.
At first, yes, I used to eat it for breakfast. More niche, like more. I never used to eat it like for lunch, for dinner. I don't eat bread for dinner or for lunch. Up to now, I don't. Right now, I even cut it. I don't eat it anymore for breakfast. I eat something else. I make my own food, or I eat maoro. You know, maoro is like the food from yesterday, and then you eat it the next day.
The left from the dinner, yeah.
Yeah, the leftovers from dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were shocked with the section of food when you were served with the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand that. No, I'm not just laughing, maybe, but also I experienced it when I moved to Germany, and then bread was part of a big dish, bread and soup. For me, my annoying point was soup, but I got to learn to eat soup. I eat soup now. Actually, I also make soup like a German person. Before it was shocking for me. How can you give me soup as a dish?
Yeah.
I didn't grow up eating soup. It wasn't there in my life. Mm. It was just about making sauce and food.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of food where I come from in Uganda, where we come from. There's a lot of food. So that was my challenge when we came here, and then soup, bread was a shock. And I remember, I think within this month, I got someone from Uganda who visited me. And then, because of being so, being integrated, I bought bread, nice bread from a very good bread shop, and I put it on the table. And I expected that when these people wake up, they'll find some bread, and perhaps they'll be happy to eat bread. And then I put their cheese, I put their butter, I put their. These fresh käse, how do you call this? There are so many, you know, there's milk products with, you know, to put on bread. Salami, you know, the pork and the chicken for putting on bread. I know I'm hosting someone with all my openness. Well, and also coffee, yeah? Thinking they will really be happy to enjoy the breakfast. I don't eat really bread and these things of kese, these things of putting cheese, putting butter, putting salami. I don't eat them. And at first I was in a shock, like, what? Then I reflected back and said, no, Otako, you were like this. Culture shocks. Yeah.
For me, up to now, I don't eat soup. Like, going back to the soup thing, I really don't like soup. When soup is cooked anywhere, I'm going to go the whole day without food, because I really cannot.
Mm.
Yeah.
You have someone locking you up.
Yes.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
Okay.
Enjoying this episode? Leave a review now.
Hear my true story.
My neighbors.
Yeah. Well, they brought you soup.
You know,
your neighbors brought you soup for Easter. Today's Good Friday.
If they bring it, I would say thank you and pour it in the sink, unfortunately.
So, like, we had a friend of ours visiting from Uganda, and then we prepared soup as a dish. So, it's me who prepared the soup, and then I brought it on the table. And then I cut bread, I made bread, and then I served the soup. And then we started eating. Then this person was like, Otaku, is this what we are eating tonight? And then I told the person, yeah, that's what we are eating tonight. Don't you have something else that we can eat? And then I was like, yeah, we have soup and bread. I bought nice bread from the bake, from the bread shop. You know, I was like, okay. Maybe I can eat some rice. Can I make myself some rice? And then I was like, yeah, you can make yourself some rice. That's and how
they make rice.
We had made some rice and noodles for the baby. And I told him, actually, you can eat this one, it's for our kid. I was like, okay, let me eat that one. Soup.
I can imagine. Oh my God, me and soup. No. I remember one time when we went to visit Miriam's parents, and then they made soup, linsen soup. It was really, actually, it was nice. I really liked it. But usually I don't like soup. I really, no. I can imagine that person, how she was or he was feeling in that moment. Like, they felt like they were going to be hungry.
I was sad at the end of it. I reflected on my action and realized, I'm from Uganda, just like my friend who visited me. I didn't put in perception that, I need to cook something that these people can eat.
Yeah.
But because I asked this person when they're coming, what do you eat? They were like, anything. In my head, if you can eat anything, then you can eat soup because that's the one on the menu of the day.
I wouldn't count soup as eating soup, like eating. No, it is like something like luchin, like it's sliding it down.
I made soup for my Ugandan friend. They just took 3-4 spoons and and I told them, eat bread. They were like, do you have something else?
When a Ugandan is coming to visit me, usually I cook only Ugandan food, like cook pilau, I cook fish, I cook like those typical things, because I know I wouldn't want to visit someone and I get soup. No, honestly.
I understand what you're saying, but I asked my friend, do you eat or do you have anything specific you want to eat? They're like, no, I eat everything. I made soup.
Yeah. This is when you ask me, it's the same thing that I'm going to say, because I will not have it in mind that Otako, a Ugandan man from Busoga, is going to cook soup for a Ugandan person.
I'm so integrated in the German system that even the culture of food has taken me over. So I make for you soup.
I feel like you should write that in your WhatsApp intro. You get my Ugandan community. I'm so integrated. I cook soup.
Yeah.
Then they know.
Yes, I can just say it. Anyone listening to the podcast, they'll know that Otaku cooks soup. And if you're visiting him and you're from Uganda or Africa, East Africa, expect soup and bread. Really Germanized.
Please don't cook that for me when I come to visit. You don't.
Thank you. I hope I remember.
I will remind you, please, no soup, no bread. For me, breakfast is okay to eat bread, but dinner, please don't. It is breakfast. Really, I really don't like soup. The only soup maybe that I can try eating is the kartoffel, like the potato, the sweet potato, or the Irish potato soup, I think. That one I can try because it is thick. But this pumpkin soup, this eintopf, you know, where they put everything. Oh my God, that thing. You know eintopf for taco?
You can tell me, I may know it, but maybe someone who's listening to the episode doesn't know this kind of soup.
So eintopf is like one saucepan, like if I direct translate it. So one saucepan where they put everything in one saucepan, and put water and boil and eat. So they would put like onions inside, they would put potatoes inside, they would put anything you know on earth. They can even put rice or noodles inside. And they eat, oh my God, I really don't like it. I'm sorry to our German listeners. I am really sorry. I highly apologize for this. That is not a dish. I really don't. No.
So, well, the food section really makes you sad.
Yeah, it does make me emotional.
I'm looking at your face right now because, dear listeners, we are recording a video too. I mean, we are not recording it, but we are on a video call. We are recording the audio part of it. But the way I see your face reaction is like someone has really punished you when they bring you that pint of soup. Oh,
goodness. Oh, my God. This is one thing I cannot stand. I'm really sorry.
I know someone might be shocked that why are we laughing about soup in Germany? Well, to tell you, in Uganda, it's a green country. Everything that we grow from the garden, you eat it right away. You have plenty of things. I don't understand when I am here and I say people are dying of food, but when I grew up, we used to pick everything from the garden. Cook it, eat it, and that's the dish. There was no soup so much. Yeah, and that's why I get also shocked when I came to Germany and I found soup as a big issue here.
You know, for me, my first impression when I was eating soup, I was like, what do these people think? I don't have teeth, you know, because it is, you put it inside the mouth and it is just rolling. It's like I'm drinking water and water which is mixed with something. I really, oh, goodness, I'm really so sorry to our listeners. I'm very open-minded. I'm a very open-minded person. I like trying new things. I will not say that I've never tried soup. And if it is a new soup that I've never tried, for God's sake, I try it. I always try it. And I'm like, I will take one or two spoons, try it, and then I say, I respectively say no to the soup. But honestly, I'm not a soup person. Every Thursday at work, soup is cooked. Every Thursday, I come home very hungry. Very hungry. Sometimes I eat bread that I don't even like. I buy myself bread.
So if anyone from your workplace is listening to this episode, where I get to know Carol J. Smith doesn't really like the soup dish, which is okay. No one should force you to eat the soup that you don't like. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I cook it right now. And do you know, there's another culture shock that I met here and it crashed with my culture. In Uganda, we don't have books for cooking. Like, you know, recipes that are written with a book that you follow every step. Every house I visited here, they had a book at least. And in my head, I was like, why do I need a book to cook? I was so annoyed. I was like, no, I don't need a book to cook and I'm not going to buy a book to cook. And then we went to a bookshop with my wife. And then she bought a book with dishes for Christmas and, you know, with meat because I like meat. So it was maybe a good thing to buy that book with meat. I was like, no, I don't need a book. I can cook without a book. But let me tell you, my friend, I bought a book again myself.
Really?
I had to buy a book because I was tired of eating what I've been cooking always. I wanted to eat something different. So I had to buy a book. So nowadays, I follow a book that I have at home to cook myself food. I also have a book to cook food for the small kid who's at home. Yeah, I have a book for Easter dishes. I have a book for Christmas dishes. I have nowadays books. I'm sure that's what they call integration.
Wow, you have really integrated. If it is integration, I've not yet integrated, let me tell you.
I have a book for everything. Breakfast, big dishes, small dishes. I never wanted to eat salads. I was always wondering, why would I eat salads? This is grass in oil and something.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in my country, I'd never had salads. This was something for the rich people. Well, why do I go to the garden and pick a cabbage and then eat it raw? Am I a goat?
Yeah. You know, one day I was eating salad. And then my brother video called me and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm eating. What are you eating? I'm like, I'm eating salad. He was like, show me. And then I showed him. He asked me, Karu, are we a goat? And I'm like, you know. I laughed, you know. I was like, why? He was like, you know, it's goats which eat green, like vegetables, like those things, you know. Because what I would call salad in Uganda, salad or salad, it's like this half-cooked veggies or half-cooked greens, you know. Our salads are half-cooked, not like fresh, and then you put a little bit of vinegar and stuff and eat the leaf. My goodness, from that day, my brother started calling me a goat. That girl is a goat.
But you know, let me tell you something. Me... I was shocked with this culture of eating salads that raw. You cut a raw tomato, you put cabbages raw and other salads. I don't know how they call them in English because I didn't grow up with them and we didn't even grow them. Yeah. Mm. Maybe put guoco, put zucchini. These are raw things. In my head, I was like, no, I'm not going to eat the salads. I'm not a god. But nowadays, I have a book.
For salad.
I have a book for salad. I'm telling you, if they talk about integration, I've integrated.
You have already integrated. I feel like I've not yet integrated to that extent. For me, I think I need some more 5 years to integrate like that.
No, I had to because I found myself in a situation where when I go to the supermarket, I'm buying something, the same things, cooking the same things, and my stomach doesn't want to eat that again. So I need to have a book and can decide what do I cook a week. And I have to know, okay, I'm going for shopping. This is what I need. So I found myself trying to understand why I need a book for everything that I need to cook inside the kitchen. But that was for me a culture shock.
May I eat different things sometimes? I eat different things at work, so I will eat my things at home. No. Because at work we eat a spätzle. Sometimes I cook spätzle myself at home. Then maybe I air fry my chicken, bake it, you know. I don't need a book for that. Honestly, I put all my seasoning, my spices, put in the oven, wait minutes.
My friend, you need a book. You'll need a book.
I don't need that book.
You'll need a book. My dear listeners, I'm telling you, when anyone coming to Germany, you'll meet the food section as one of the culture shocks that you'll meet in Germany. Mm-hmm. So you may be like me. I bought myself books to be able to cook in Germany. Yeah, because I was really in that culture shock. Really, that's a very big experience from my side.
We not only have voices for a podcast, but also faces for YouTube. Don't miss your next episode. Hear my true story.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, music by Edwin Matovo, hosted and produced by Otako. Subscribe to our podcast for more stories and visit us on our website, hearmytruestory.com, for more stories. All the links are listed in the show notes of this podcast.